Now, while they're back in their home districts, members of Congress will be getting input on overhauling immigration. Spanish-language radio, television, and newspapers will play a huge role in that debate. They already are. And that is especially true in Los Angeles, where we have a report this morning from NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
Earlier this month at the May Day immigration march in Los Angeles, Spanish-language shock jock Piolín roused the crowd.
¿A qué venimos a este país? Why do we came to the United States to succeed?
It was a familiar role for Piolín, whose real name is Eduardo Sotelo. A year ago, he used his popular morning radio show to urge thousands of his listeners to take to the streets. The result was one of the nation's largest immigrant demonstrations, totaling about 500,000 people. This year, immigration remains a hot topic on Piolín's show. But instead of urging his listeners to march, Piolín is now encouraging them to listen to the words of President Bush.
We're land immigrants.
Somos un país de inmigrantes.
I was touched yesterday.
Me tocó ayer.
Piolín supports President Bush's call for immigration reform and for keeping families together. He's asking listeners to join him by flooding Capitol Hill with letters and emails.
La carta a la reforma migratoria de apoyo la encuentras en univision.com.
Spanish language media may have shifted its approach, but observers say it's still a driving force in the immigration debate. Chicano Studies professor Fernando Guerra heads the Center for the Study of Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University. He says those media outlets see nothing wrong with taking sides.
They have to advocate for their constituents, their readers, their listeners, their viewers, because without them, they don't have an audience. And so there is that interest, that economic interest to be an advocate. But it's also, it's nice for them that it coincides with their ideology, their politics, their community.
Besides Piolín's campaign, another national radio personality, El Cucuy, is using his morning show to urge those who can to register to vote. Elsewhere in Los Angeles, the newspaper La Opinión and the local Univision station have teamed to start a new campaign to get 1 million immigrants to become U.S. citizens. Univision has one of L.A.'s top-rated newscasts, beating most of its English-language competition. That kind of reach and its pro-immigrant message are making a difference, says Jorge Mario Cabrera, the associate director of CARESEN, the Central American Resource Center.
We have been very, very impressed with their role as providing education and encouraging individuals and in the community to take action. That to us is tremendously important as we attempt to create change in our communities.
Cabrera says the melee that broke out during the May Day march in Los Angeles only bolstered Spanish language media's standing in the immigrant community. Viewers saw Los Angeles police beating reporters and TV camera people, most of them from outlets such as Telemundo and Univision.
Our community saw itself and their heroes being beaten like that. I think that they realized that this was very serious. And likewise, media outlets realized and experienced what many communities of color experience in their own neighborhoods every day.
Spanish language media know it's important for its audience to relate. One reason Univision picked these words for its station's slogan, Siempre a su lado, always by your side. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.